Hello there, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Cookie Cast. Today on Cookie Cast, it's the Formula One podcast straight to the apex. The boys are all here. They're bringing you the review of the previous race and the preview of the next race to come. There's news. There's all the race gossip. Everything you could possibly want from a Formula One podcast right here, right now. To show how much you love this fantastic podcast, you could like, share the podcast around, subscribe to the podcast, leave a review to tell others how much you love the podcast. Generally, just share the love, people. Right. You don't want to hear from me. You want to hear from these guys with all the Formula One news and knowledge. Here we go. This is Cookie Cast, straight to the apex.
Hello, good evening, good morning, wherever you are. This is Straight to the Apex podcast, season 3, episode 4. Joined as always by my two co-hosts, Mr. Tony Rawson.
Hello, good evening.
And I threw you there because I went to you first. And also, he's back from his holidays. I don't know if he's tanned because the room is dark, but it's Mr. James Stainforth.
Hello.
Are we all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was the holiday?
Really good. Really good. All the booze I could drink.
Iraq, didn't you?
Iraq?
Yeah. Well, that's where he went.
What, because of the beards? They just thought, oh, yeah, he'll get on fine there, or...
We're straight in with casual racism. Tell you what, wow.
Why does everyone in Iraq have a beard?
Anyway.
I mean, the main religion is Islam, and males do usually have beards, so I can understand your assumption there.
Not stereotypical.
Where did you go, James? Ignoring his casual racism.
I went to Turkey, and to stay in true James Stainforth kind of risque kind of stuff, I'm sure I sent you guys the pic. I got very excited when I went past a road sign that said Bill Cosby's restaurant.
You did. Yes.
Yeah. It's known for its, being a bit risky. So I can imagine it would be perfect for you.
I don't know what Bill Cosby's done. I don't know. They just thought, you know what, that sounds like a celebrity name. Let's put it on and people come. And it's like, why don't people want to come to my restaurant? And when they do, why don't they want the pudding?
I mean, if I'm honest, I don't really know who he is. I've seen him in Family Guy a few times. I just know he did something wrong.
No, let's leave it there. That's all you need to say. He did something wrong. You didn't go with the whole city... trip then, James. You just, you know, because now you're the biggest Hull City fan in the world, going in the box. You was in Tech, roughly the same time.
Oh, I went in the box for once, one game, and I only went. Which is pretty much what the same reason I went to Turkey, really, for food and booze.
Exactly.
But nah, it was
good. So, as you'll notice, we're a little bit late with a podcast, so today we're going to do something slightly different. We're going to quickly talk about 2 weekends ago. Let's be honest, there was only one talking point from the race, really. Qualifying was pretty much status quo. So Australia, qualifying was pretty much bang average, barring Lewis Hamilton getting knocked out in Q2. Sonoda, I believe, did a quick lap. Even Lance Stroll got into Q3 in Australia.
That car's shit. That car is shit.
Well, yes. I've got a few points about the car, and I'm sure James sent a few points because he thought it was podcasting last week. We'll talk about that. But qualifying was the same old. Max first. Sainz, Perez, Norris, Leclerc, Piastri, Russell, Tsunoda, Stroll, Alonso. Hats off to Sainz because he didn't look very well all weekend. He had a massive bandage on his stomach. And he drove well, which obviously...
Very well.
Any quick notes from Quali?
Should Albon have took Sargent's seat? I'd be interested.
Good question. Yeah. So basically, Albon crashed the car in, was it in practice three?
Yeah.
Williams didn't have a spare chassis. He put a big hole in the chassis.
And they
didn't have Logan. A spare. So they went, Logan, you shit. Giving your car to Albon.
In a roundabout way, they did that. There's a really good interview on Sky Sports F1. Ted absolutely puts it to James Vowles, and we all know he speaks very, very, very well, and he explained himself very, very well. The right decision, I think.
100%.
Is more chance of getting points than Sargent, and that was basically what he said. That's why we've done it. There's more chance of him getting points.
Why wouldn't you put your number one driver in that car to give you, like you say, to give yourself the best chance? Unfortunately, it didn't pan out, but you've got to. It's like leaving your star striker or your star halfback on the bench in spot over sporting terms. You wouldn't. Yes.
And you know he would have got scalded if he'd have just kept Logan going and not put Albon on him. You know he would have done.
Well, let's be honest. It's a street circuit. Sargent will have probably crashed on lap two. So...
True. Yeah. And then they would have had no sassy.
No. So, yeah. Apparently there's still a chassis short for Japan. They've had to repair. Alex is really?
He did well in this interview. He did say, in a roundabout way, he said we've gambled with two, and we've put everything into two. We haven't got a third one ready enough. We knew that at Christmas.
Yeah,
but obviously, what's happened, and he said literally Monday they'll have to fly all the way back to the UK to decide what they're going to do. And yeah, sounds like they haven't been able to get that new Sashi going. So, yeah.
You're going to go to Enterprise and just hire a Kia.
They're going to do what happened to Top Gear.
Here he is.
Where they have to challenge it.
Well,
you have to drive an IndyCar.
They might as well see what they can cobble together.
Thinking his first Grand Prix win.
I mean, is this a side effect of the budget cap era? Like, are we starting to see, you know what I mean? Like, not having a car entered into a race because you didn't have the part. Like, it's back in the 50s. Like, are we going to get that more? Or is it just a Williams-specific thing where they've tried to... Because we talked about this on a previous podcast. James Vowles is trying to change the way Williams works. And instead of being 3 months early, he wanted them to be 2 weeks late because that gave them more time to develop the car.
I think it's evidence of the budget cap.
Mm.
He did, again, watch the interview. He says it quite a lot in there because they've got sponsors on the cars. And if they're only running one car...
Don't look good.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
And also, Logan Sargent is a paid driver. He's got sponsors that pay to have him in that seat.
Have him, like his helmet, to everything. So if he's not there, then...
Well, they're talking about that Williams might have to return some sponsorship money for that very reason.
Yeah.
Basically, Logan Sargent's backers pay for him to be in the car and he wasn't. So, I mean, it's not like Alex Albon drove around in Logan's... I mean, that's what they could have done. Just put, Logan's driving. And then Logan never took his helmet off all weekend like the Stig. And it was Alex Albon. That's what really they should have done. Because they never should win it.
Honestly, Mark, you should be
surely you would be they've got a guy like me who is paid to ask the questions of what if. Because if James Vowles has actually made that gamble of, right, look, we're just going to go with the two chassis, surely there was like a guy like me sat in that room going, well, what if we break one?
And really, if you was into your stats like most members of F1 teams are, they'd be like, we've got a 90% chance that Logan Sargeant is probably going to crash and break a chassis. And Albon's pretty much 60-70% going to crash and break a chassis. Aren't we two? Are we? You're right, yeah. Why hasn't someone in that organisation said, are you sure? Like, yeah.
You have anyway. That?
Yeah. Are you taking the piss here? Oh. Anyway. So, yeah. So, that was qualifying in a nutshell. The race, Max Verstappen, obviously, everyone knows, did not win. Finally.
Did not finish.
It took one of his mechanics to sabotage his brakes. And, yeah. I mean, smoke billowing from the car after a few laps, it was tense. It was also quite funny.
I've never heard a crowd that loud.
Oh.
Maybe Silverstone, watching it on telly when I think it was somebody pipped Max to the first few corners. Like, that loud, like, raw, like, off TV. I was just like, get in. I was so happy. So happy. I think everybody was.
I was absolutely gutted that I never saw the race. Because obviously I was getting ready to fly off that day. So I woke up at daft o'clock like I do on weekends for some reason. I thought, I can watch the race. Started scrolling through my phone while waiting for the kettle to boil. And it said, Max Verstappen has got a DNF. So I thought, I've probably missed the first couple of laps. Well, that's all right. I can watch the rest of it. It's going to be a good race. Max ain't in it. Scrolled about two more posts down, then all of a sudden it went, post from Mercedes saying disappointing day for us both, but you know, we will persevere. And I was like, I have genuinely just missed the end of the race. I thought, has to have been probably one of the best races for a while simply because Max wasn't in it. I've seen the highlights, I watched them, and the thing I was really happy to see was that Sainz actually overtook Max before his car broke down.
Yeah.
Sainz all over from the start. And because, you know what, everyone's like, they'll just be like, the only reason Sainz won it is because Max wasn't in it anymore. So and it was like, well, no, Sainz was all over him and Sainz got past him. And then after that, Max's car turned to shit.
So that was one of your points in your message. Do you think Sainz would have won the race regardless of what happened to Max?
Ferrari was looking quick. I mean, I think it had been a good fight. The only thing that would have probably, if Max hadn't have gone out, I think the only thing that would have ruined it for Sainz, unfortunately, would be the pit box as always for Ferrari. Just one mess up with the strategy or, you know, a slightly longer pit stop, you know, that fraction of a second, it just, yeah.
I mean, they've done all right this year, Ferrari, but they've not been in that position. I mean, when they're under pressure and got a race win, that's when they tend to fold, isn't it? So, yeah, I still think Max had too much, but yeah, it would have been very close. Very close. So, yeah, the order, Sainz, Leclerc, Norris, Piastri, Perez, Stroll, Tsunoda, Alonso, Hülkenberg, Magnussen. Two names also missing off that list was Hamilton and Russell. Hamilton's engine went bang. George went bang and then panicked on the radio. What do you think? Yeah. What do you think about the Alonso incident and penalty?
Well, Caroon, I think it was Caroon on the Sky Pad. He got it perfect. Showed you the lap before. Alonso did not slow down at that corner. Showed the lap where he crashed. He slowed down twice, and yeah, They got it right. It impeded him so much so that he crashed.
It caught him unaware.
It wasn't dangerous. It wasn't dangerous. It was just what he did just impeded him slightly and caused him to crash. But his reaction was a little bit funny. But
wouldn't you panic? I mean, why wasn't a red flag brought out?
I got his reaction. I would have been exactly the same.
I mean, his ass is in the air on one of the fastest corners.
On a street circuit that's tight, no runoff areas.
There's dust. It was just screaming for somebody to drive into him at 100 miles an hour.
That's what you was hoping?
No, I wasn't, but I was... He was like, red flag, red flag, red flag! Like, his voice got higher and higher.
I don't honestly understand why it wasn't. I really don't. That, to me, could have been a massive accident. Massive.
That would have been awful, that.
How did they not see it quick enough? They must have seen it quick enough. But then I think they thought, there's a lap to go. What do we do here? Like, if we red flag the race, it's going to fucking drag on, and then how are they going to restart the race?
Well, they wouldn't. I mean, it was the last lap. They could have just red flagged it and said, that's the race, done. We've finished the lap early.
Yeah, I suppose they're the bosses, aren't they, of it?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can understand his reaction, but...
It was equally quite funny.
It was scary, but, yeah, again, crashing on the last lap. I've got a habit of doing this.
Well, we'll talk about making the news. Have you guys got any other points from the race?
Let me just
consult your text message you sent before you was drunk. What did he say, Tony?
DNF, Alonso is naughty and we all know it. Lando had to go past the Lando Piastri thing. I know a lot of people's kicking off about Lando given the position over Oscar. But his tyres was 5 laps younger. If you're fighting for points.
Right decision. Yeah. Right decision.
Yeah.
Oh, they were scared and asking for a red flag. And then I put, interesting how after all the shit that's been going on at Red Bull, that Max has an issue with the car for the first time in 2 years, and Perez didn't do much better.
Well, Perez.
Conspiracy.
Perez. That car, what was it, Russell that said that car is a rocket ship? And I think Hamilton, before his engine went bang, was like, oh my God, like he's literally past me and he's gone. I cannot get anywhere near him. Yet, he was only 5th. This to me screams he's not good enough, because when Max has an issue, surely Red Bull wants someone that can slot in and take that win to keep it in Red Bull. You want your second car to back you up. It was 5th.
Yeah.
It was 5th in probably the fastest car in the field. Yeah, Ferrari were closer, but quite a lot of drivers said, that car is on rails. It's ridiculous. And it was 5th.
Yeah, I agree. I think you should be doing better.
Max's car is a rocket ship, and at times we all kind of wish that Max's car would be like a rocket ship. I mean, you know, like Challenger or something like that. But it's conspiracy and all this kind of stuff, and you know, it's all bullshit. But come on, Perez, you are driving the same car.
Well, Max,
and you show talent. So Max, where was it?
Max was driving around with one of his brakes stuck on, and he was still quicker than bloody Perez. To me, he started last season well. It's like we all said about his confidence. He's not good enough, but there's other things going on in Red Bull at the minute that is probably masking that. But yeah, it was interesting. Yeah, I don't think there's anything else. So driver standings, Max 51, Leclerc 47, Perez 46. So he's still fared, but that's mainly due to probably the field being poor outside of Ferrari and Red Bull at the minute. Like I said, McLaren are there or thereabouts, but they're still nowhere near. Merck are absolutely fucking dire. we'll talk about that. I mean, James, do you want to do the predictions? Clearly, we had such a good week with our predictions, all of us.
So we all did shit. And that is the prediction.
Fantastic. Yep. Thank you. Moving on.
Moving on. So, yeah, Mark, you were 6. I was on 10. Tony was on 7. We all went Max because why the hell wouldn't you? The guy has never had an issue with his car in the last 2 years. You know, a bit awkward. Me and Mark both went Perez 2nd. Mark, you had Piastri 3rd. I had Leclerc 3rd. Tony, you went Max, Sainz, Perez.
Yeah. Every single it was one looking of promising at one point. In qualifying. Yeah,
Perez got...
You would have probably been the closest
Perez got to a penalty, yeah.
Yeah, Perez got a penalty, so that kind of screwed him down a little bit. But yeah... It was looking good, and then it all went tits up. What do we know about Formula One? Clearly, nothing.
Nothing. It was our chance, guys, to finally get Max out there.
I mean, even Charlie, who never picked Max ever to win, didn't get a point.
No, I was just checking that. I was like, this is going to be really funny if Charlie has actually done, like, got all three of them just because she was being awkward.
Soon as he broke down, I was like, Charlie's nailed this. She's not picked Max. Oh, for fuck's sake. She's going to get full points and overtake me. And then I was like, how did that happen? Can't say anything. I'm on the final warning unless I really feel it.
Yeah, yeah. Steady now. Steady.
It's a bit too early. So that's the race done. We said quickly talk about that. So I have got, what do you want to start with? Do you want to start with talking about Red Bull, talking about Mercedes, or talking about other things other than them two?
Start with Mercedes.
Start with Mercedes.
Red Bull.
Right. Toto Wolff was going to miss this weekend. He's now going to the Japanese Grand Prix. Funny that, isn't it? He's also be. I wouldn't turn up. I'd stay well clear of the track.
I'd call it sick if I were you, Toto.
Yeah, I would. Toto's been speaking to a certain German driver about maybe potentially driving for them next year to replace Lewis.
I did say he may come back.
You called it.
And he's opened the door.
He's opened the door.
Open the door.
That was me.
Was it you?
No, go back.
Yeah.
It's bullshitting. It's massively bullshitting.
This is an FIA warning. This is an FIA warning in the making.
The kebabs have got something dodgy in this. Skewed his mind.
Sebastian Vettel is talking to Toto Wolff. One of my co-presenters called it. I'm not getting involved. I don't know who called it, but apparently one of them did.
Both have. I know I mentioned it at one point, and I think Tony did another. Who cares?
I think it'd be great. I think it'd be absolutely great. German driver, driving for the German team. Hope he beats George. To me, it's a no-brainer, even though he's had a couple of years.
I don't know. I'd stay out of it if I were him.
Well, to be fair, it's not a great car to jump into, innit?
That's what I mean. It's just going to tarnish his career. It's not going to... What else is it going to do? What can he achieve in that shite?
Mercedes have said they've admitted they've got simulator correlation issues. Really? It's took you two years to find that out. I could have told you that when you said in the sim the car wasn't bouncing. And guess what? It fucking bounced when it was on the track.
Yeah, like, I heard about that as well. After further investigation, they found out that they've still got like the PlayStation 4 version of Formula One 2020 in there or something.
By the sounds of it, I think they've got the PS1 version, like 1997 Formula One. Yeah, so they've admitted the problem. I mean, they've not said they can fix it. That was whatever statement and news have put out. Not one of them said, well, we know how to fix it. They've just said, there's a bit of a correlation issue.
They're gone. It's done, guys. Down the hats now. Give up now.
Well, to be fair, I went to York Outlet on Friday and I was looking at Ferrari tops.
Oh, here we go. We're all going to be Ferrari fans.
Forza Ferrari. Forza Ferrari. Come on. I'm on. I'm jumping on that black horse. Get in.
I don't think
Viva Italia.
I think I could switch from Mercedes to Ferrari just for that.
We're all fans of Ferrari. We're all fans. It's okay, James.
I'm jumping. I'm telling you now, I will have a Ferrari on next season. I am jumping.
Ferrari out with 44 on for sure. For 100%. Fucking sure.
I'm going to be dressed head to toe red. I'm going to have an Italian flag behind me. I'm going to start drinking really expensive coffee, even though I hate coffee. I'm going to have Galetto instead of ice cream. Oh, I'm going full in Italian.
Every day is pizza day and everything. Oh, it'll be class. Yeah.
Pasta, pizza, yes.
I love Italian food. I love coffee.
Exactly. Jump on. Get in. We've always liked Italy. Pizzas, margaritas, pasta, galetto, Forza Ferrari, Viva Italia, Tutti Frutti, whatever they say, boom, done, in. All in.
Yeah.
All in. And he's in the science's car. Oh, it's going to be electric.
I still think that's...
Especially after last weekend, I feel really bad for science because... He had a massive, massive gash in his stomach. He felt shy. He didn't ring in sick for work. He turned up and he won the Grand Prix. And he's still going to be without a drive potentially at the end of the year. If I did up, pull the finger out.
Well, he could end up elsewhere.
I was at work the other day. Just before I went off, I was at work and I was walking across the floor somewhere, and I heard an agent talking to the team leaders, and someone mentioned Max Verstappen. Something like, I can't believe you've never heard of Max Verstappen. So obviously I stopped and like I looked at him and went, how the hell have you not heard of Max Verstappen?
You fire him on the spot.
Yeah, it was like, oh well, Formula One's not really my thing. And I went well, football's not mine, but Wayne Rooney is.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and not because he slept with grannies.
Yeah, anyway, this last night, so, oh, you're an F1 fan? Then I went, yeah, fucking, yeah, love me F1. And then she went, oh, you're a Mercedes fan, aren't you? I went, yeah, I like Mercedes, yeah. And she went, oh, you're a Lewis Hamilton fan. I went, you've got to support your local, you know, the British boy, you've got to.
Absolutely.
Anyway, then she started going, oh, you're going to start supporting Ferrari next year. I went, no, I went, I'll support Hamilton, but I won't be supporting a Ferrari. And I said, and on top of that, I think they're replacing the wrong driver. And she went, oh no. She went, really, Sainz? And I went, yeah. And she went, but Sainz is shit. And then I looked, I went, Sainz is the only non-Red Bull fucking driver to have won a race.
Yep.
And then she went, oh yeah, there is that. And I was like, what the fuck? And in fact, since then, he's the only non-Red Bull driver to win two races in the last 2 years.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I was,
and he's out of a job.
Yeah, that's crazy to think like that, actually.
I was talking to someone the other weekend, went out for a drink with him, and he kind of likes Formula One, hates Lando Norris, hates him, said he's a cocky, he's just arrogant, can't stand him. I was like, I can kind of see where you're coming from. Out the British drivers, you can't back George Russell, and Lando is one of them that he's borderline. So it's got to be Lewis. It's got to be.
Yeah. And Lando will be my goat once Hamilton's out the picture.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Yeah, I'll probably then, become a Norris fan, to be fair. So any other news, barring Red Bull? We'll leave Red Bull for the second half, but any other news?
I've heard on the social media that Lawrence Stroll in Saudi Arabia gave Adrian Newey an ultimatum, and he gave him a huge offer, eye-watering offer, to come and join the green machine that is Aston Martin. That's all I know. I don't know if he accepted it. I don't know if he looked at it. I don't know if he...
Do you think he would?
Put another zero. I don't... Yeah, man. Absolutely. Paper. That's what it's all about.
It's all about them greens, isn't it? It's all about the reddies.
I don't think Adrian Newey would just go somewhere because the money was ridiculous.
There's one place he's going. Straight to the Apex team of next year. He's joining
Team Italia.
Dream. I mean, it's even in our logo, Beat Tony. I mean, we foresaw this coming. We're like the Simpsons. We knew it.
All we do is put like an A at the end of each single word. Straight to the Apex, sir. That's it.
Come on,
Newey. What we need to do is find three Italian guys to dub our voices, and then it'll go out in Italy.
Dress up like Mario.
I've got a Luigi costume for when I did a run as Luigi.
There we go.
There we are.
Comment below what I should be.
You can carry on.
Toad.
Tony can be like Princess Toadstool.
Bowser. One thing I will say, James, I'm very disappointed you started that story with, oh, I do like Formula One, yeah. Why didn't you say, oh, yeah, I do love Formula One. I do a podcast. I mean, that's literally my go-to when people talk to me about Formula One.
Yeah,
did you not sell us?
What an asshole. And I bet he said nothing on audio as well. Nothing.
Oh,
dinner. Nothing.
Why aren't you just...
Think of that comeback. Yeah. Scumbag.
You don't promote us. You could have had a towel made. Oh, straight to
Yeah, you could have had that. A T-shirt. You could have borrowed the cap.
You know what?
Number one in all this. Number one in all. And all's big. All the big players.
I can't believe you haven't promoted us. I think that's worth a points deduction, FIA, if you're listening.
They will not be named. Mm. They will not be named.
Any message? Sorry.
I'm disappointed. Any other little snippets you got? Baron Adrian Newey joining the red machine?
No, that's all I kind of know.
What, sorry, James?
Off the top of my head, no.
I've got the former Renault boss, Flavio Briatore, has had heart surgery. And David Sanchez has left his role as McLaren's technical director for car concept and performance after 3 months.
Wow.
They've replaced him with a guy called Rob Marshall, who joined from Red Bull.
Oh.
There could be an Adrian Newey disciple. I mean, Adrian Newey's already said it's not just him that makes the car go fast, but we all know that's a lie. But yeah, so McLaren have dumped their guy after 3 months to basically put a Red Bull guy in charge. So, interesting.
Watch this space.
Yeah. So, right, on that note, should we take a break and then talk Red Bull news in the second half? Because I reckon we've got quite a lot to say about Red Bull and their shenanigans over the last couple of weeks.
Let's do it.
Right.
The next chapter.
See you on the other side.
Hey, you. Yeah, you that's listening right now. Thanks very much for tuning into this episode of Straight to the Apex, the Formula One podcast from CookieCast. If you're enjoying this episode, why not like, share and subscribe? Whilst you're there, feel free to check out some of the other podcasts that CookieCast has to offer. If you like football, we've got a football podcast. NFL more your thing? Then the List Is Out podcast is for you. Maybe even a little bit of the wrestling? Just look for the Getting Over podcast on CookieCast. Maybe you want to listen to Andy's Darkest Timeline. It's there too. So, the F1 boys have probably got themselves a drink. It's time to get back to the action.
And welcome back. Ciao. Bueno.
Ciao.
Ciao, bueno. I'm learning Italian, ready for next season. Right, okay, so Red Bull. Red Bull, Red Bull, Red Bull, Red Bull. Saw a story yesterday that the female employee is very upset, angry, scared, intimidated and lonely. She's not allowed to talk to anyone about any of it apart from her dad and brother.
Wow.
Which is very, very strange.
Wow.
No, not really.
Isn't it?
I think anyone who's getting suspended pending investigation, one of the first... Oh, jeez, you've put my bloody corporate head on now. I like being all unprofessional and having you and Andy getting nervous about what's he going to say next. And I'm being managerial.
I know, this is a 10 for the books.
And then she'll have probably had to sign some kind of NDA. And yeah, she'll be told you can't talk to... Granted, she can talk to family and stuff like that because they've got fuck all connection to the investigation. But I wouldn't say it's strange. And
no, but it was very strange in the sense that only dad and brother. I mean, that might be the only family she's got, I suppose. But,
oh, yeah. If you say it like that, like,
yeah. But, yeah. Christian Horner's very, I want to move on. It's still a massive cloud over Red Bull. I mean, not much was said about it in Australia, really. Christian kept a bit of a low profile. I mean, you guys got anything else? Have you seen any other stories? Have we got any more allegations against him? What's your take on it all?
I don't know. I've zoned out. I only know what you've just said. She's suspended and she can't talk to anybody. I mean, it's terrible for F1, to be honest, but Christine Horner's got power, hasn't he? He's got power. And we'll see how it goes, but there's a massive divide behind the scenes, supposedly. I don't know how it's going to end. I really don't know how it's going to end. I'm trying to... Horner's not going to go, neither is the rest of them, so...
No.
Yeah. I think it's going to fade.
Say, right, look, this is what's happening. Something's got to happen at some point because, you know, what round are we in now? What round four, round five? Christ, I'm talking like Jonathan Ross now. I'm not going to be ours out. And yeah. we're still going on about it. It's not... I'm sorry, mate. You can walk around holding your wife's hand and force a kiss on her in the pit box, which you've never done ever, but all of a sudden done it. You can do that as much as you want, mate. It ain't going to go away as easy as that. And I think, unfortunately, regardless of whether the allegations are right or not, people ain't going to be happy until something's been done. And if they keep saying there's nothing to look at, there's no further action, there's still going to be people unhappy about it.
Even if it comes out he's 100% innocent, people still want something done. Because they want blood. Let's be brutally honest. People want blood. I mean, Lewis has come out a few times in interviews recently and said it's a bad image for Formula One at the minute. You'd like to think that he knows a lot more than we do. But then equally, would a driver be involved in that? Is it more... it's like any wet gossip, isn't it? I'm sure he knows quite a bit.
Yeah.
But would you want to be involved in it? Would it be like, nah, don't want to know. That's fucky. I want to stay well clear of this.
Yeah. And
that's
I think certain drivers are. I think, like you say, your Piastris, your Landers, they probably won't talk about it. Your Leclerc, your Sainz, they'll just be like, it's none of my business. I just want to get on and drive the car. Lewis is all about the brand, isn't he? And you know, he is Mr. Formula One and Mr. Lewis Hamilton 44, and he does have outspoken views about racism and climate control, and so he will want to put his two penny in. But like you say, other people like Leclerc, Sainz, they'll just be, look, it's nothing to do with me. I don't want to know. Like, it is what it is. But like you say, I mean, Josh Verstappen's probably got a massive wooden spoon in the background staring stuff. He won't let it lie.
Yeah. He's going to win the place. Just going back on Tony's point, though, as well, with the whole, are people going to want to stay out of it? Forget the whole kind of not wanting to get involved in the whole story and press releases and stuff like that. But is it going to have an impact on Red Bull where, you know, if they're looking for, I don't know, let's say they actually do what we keep saying they're going to do with Perez and they're going to boot him off. Is any other driver going to want to go there because of what's going on?
If you found out you was offered a rival company said to you, James, Mr. Manager, here's a big wad of cash. We would like you on our team. We've heard good things about you, blah, blah, blah. And you know that this rival is a toxic environment, would you want to go? I think you're absolutely right. No. Don't matter how much money they're offering, like, you don't want to go into that environment. However, on the flip side of it, you get to drive an aging new Red Bull, so you're like, I'll just ignore all that crap. It's a balance, isn't it? It's quite hard which way you'd come down until you're in the situation. But yeah, you're right. It'll certainly make people question, do I want to go to where the Verstappens rule the roost, Christian Horner's a sleaze, and there's arguments between the Thai family and Austrians? No, not really.
I wonder, I completely agree with that, but I also wonder, when it's all said and done, who will pass an opinion? Or is this going to roll on to the end of the season? I don't know.
I think Red Bull being Red Bull and Christian Horner being Christian Horner, is it will get brushed under the carpet. It probably already has been, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
That kind of look, if we don't mention it, it'll just go away.
Yeah, yeah. Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
FIA guy has been cleared, the head of the FIA. He's been cleared of interfering.
Good. Wow. Good. Good. That was that's interesting. Very interesting. I wonder if that's a bit of a, not a warning shot, but not a slap on the wrist, but a kind of a, like, watch yourself. What, like, for him, like, I've got to watch myself and what I say and what I do a bit more closely. Well, that's gone with the carpet. I've not seen that been broadcast on social media or anything.
No, that was a very brief statement on some random Google. It came up on my Google homepage and it was very, very brief, and it was some really random media outlet that Sully B something has been cleared. All right, move on then. That's that done.
Yeah, but nobody wins. The sport does not win. Nobody wins. Well, so that's damaging to the sport.
We know with our own, you don't beat the FIA. Regardless of who they are.
Exactly.
Unless you stand up to them and say three words.
Don't do it.
Be it.
There is a song.
You've already had a warning.
I've had two warnings. I can't remember the song. It's definitely three words repeated, and you get louder and louder. It's in there somewhere. I may bring it out later on in the episode. I may do. Any other news? Any other points you want to talk about? I mean, have you got a question of the day, Tony? Like your Formula One match or driver car or...
Not really. The only thing I've got to say out loud is that Hull KR beat Hull FC on Good Friday, the rivals round in the Super League. Hull FC are the shittest rugby league team in the land. Long may it continue.
Secret agent Tony Smith is doing a fantastic job.
Incredible.
I love post-match speech as well. When all he could actually say was, well, they didn't put 50 past us, so that's
should have done.
We can only get better from that. It's like, oh, fucking hell, mate.
We should have done. It was
nothing else F1 related, really.
It was a good win for the red and whites. Bit like next season, we will all be supporting another red and white team.
Yeah. I would be full on red then, because, you know, there's, you know, the Hull Kingston Rovers, the Arizona Cardinals, and, you know, Ferrari, Viva Italia.
Yep, that's it. Mm. So we are admitting...
Hull City release a third kit, and it's just the Turkish kit.
Well, that was last season's.
The tag on it.
That was last season's. The owner brought out an away kit, which was a white shirt and red shorts, because it was the colours of the Turkey flag.
There you go.
That's it. Let's go. I mean, we are all admitting we are jumping on the Ferrari bandwagon. Then James has fought it. Me and Tony have decided that we're full.
Oh yeah, full.
We've all full. Given in emotions and joined.
Yeah, I mean,
this is the only time, guys. This is your only opportunity.
For two seasons, I am full on Ferrari. I mean, one of my ex-work colleagues. I don't know if he listens. He may probably not do, because he can't stand the sound of my voice. But Mark Ainley is the biggest Ferrari fan going. I said I hate them, and I'm a bit of a turncoat now. I've decided to join them. So, sorry, Mark. Ferrari.
It'd be actually nice to join forces as well, Mark, for once. Like, actually be fully on a full team together.
We are going to be one. Who wants to be red? Who wants to be white? And who wants to be green? We'll all have a colour from the flag. And literally, next season...
Well, that Zoom arranges us correctly on the top of the gallery, just so that we're in the right order.
We'll sort it. I can move
we're going all in.
But, Andy, you're going to have to translate, because we are going to be speaking Italian next year. And if you do know any people that will dub us in Italian, please get us in touch, because we are going full-blown Italy. 2025 is the Italian dream.
I mean, it's not hard to speak Italian, is it?
I mean, seriously.
A couple of your words, and then the babbity-bubbity. It's all good.
And we're getting cancelled before we make it to next season.
Well, Tony normally upsets some country somewhere else, so I thought I might as well, like, you know...
Has Tony upset Italy? We will have to have a bit of a listen to previous episodes.
Maybe. I think I might have done when was it No, I haven't. No. I don't think I have.
Well, let's not do it before the end of the season.
Let's not do it. Come on.
Like,
on a serious question though, like people when Lewis Hamilton announced it, they were questioning him. And now we've seen Merck over the last few weeks. Has he pulled a masterstroke off? Has he seen this? Has he got lucky? Or is this just a blip and Merck are going to come back next year?
Nah, because he'll have already seen glimpses of next year's car at Merck. And at the same time, when Lewis went to Mercedes, people was calling him and asking him and saying, the fuck are you doing? Why are you going there? You've got so much potential in you. Why would you want to go to a team like that? And he pretty much said, oh, just watch me. And he just walks off and he's like, yeah, 6 world championships later.
Well, when he did it, if you remember, McLaren were dire. They seemed to, I remember they had a car and the air vents were like L's. And him and Jensen were in the car, and it was, I think they were like 17th or 18th or 19th and 20th for some. And like you say, he went to Merck, who were just in front, and they was like, what are you doing? And we now know what happened. Merck have kind of followed the McLaren trend of winning some championships and then going absolutely off the boil. Don't get me wrong, Red Bull did it after Vettel. Mm. But like you said, do these teams become stale? Do they think we're winning, we don't need to do anything? It's, I know the cycles, isn't there? The cycles in sport, like cycles in everything. So do you, like I said, do you not think that Merck will get it right with the new rules next year? Or do you think it'll be probably 5-10 years down the line that they come back if they're still in the sport?
It's a tough one. I mean, Red Bull did it. Ferrari have done it a few times.
Mm-hmm.
You'd like to think Merck do it as well, but I don't know.
I think it's over. I think it's over.
Yeah.
For a few years, if not a good 4 or 5. Because Toto's got to go. Annie.
You reckon?
Yes. They've got to change the guard. Lewis is going. I think this is the first one.
You think?
The first. Yeah. I mean, Toto's been there for what? Nearly a decade. He owns part of the team.
I was going to say, he's got part shares in it. So is he going
to
walk?
It'd be a good time to sell them shares if I was in. And how old is he? He's got a couple of kids, hasn't he?
He's not that old.
Put his money and time into something else.
I don't know.
I'd
like them to come back. Like I say, McLaren dominated for years when Lewis was there, before Lewis, you know, and then Merck come and he jumped, like you say, at the right time. Ferrari had the Schumacher years. They look like they're on that upwards slope that, you know, they're going to win. I don't know. I just want Red Bull to stop winning. But who knows with
it. Who knows?
Yeah. Next season's going to be great, I think.
I was trying to find a picture. I'm sure I sent it to you too. It was when Lewis made his announcement. I can't find a bloody picture. It's going to do my head in now. But the is it Peroni? Basically, one of the big sponsors, Ferrari, that was coming in. Put this post up saying, oh, you know, we've got big things coming up, blah, 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 blah. And there's all these little things, and one of them was a little red Ferrari kind of keyring, but it had 44 on it.
Really?
And that post went out the day before Hamilton made his announcement.
Wow.
I can't remember where I saw it. I sent it to someone. I know I did. I just can't remember it.
But there's big movements, I think.
Oh, there's a lot.
Sainz could go somewhere. Vettel's possibly coming back. I mean, Alonso's got his options open. Alpine are an absolute sack of shit. Like, somebody's got to sort them out. Sauber Steak, whatever the fuck they're called, again. Where's that team going? Red Bull and Danny Ricciardo is kind of not living up to the hype. Sonoda's smashing him. Like, will he last the rest of the season? Could we see the return of drivers that we've previously seen? Lawson, De Vries, or could we see some Ollie Bearman? Could he come back? Interesting. Will Lewis last the season? Could Lewis bow out early?
One of James's points in his message before he was drunk, has Lewis given up on this year?
It's really bad that I have to go back and
check my stuff. I'm remembering this and you're having to check your phone. You've sent it.
I don't know. At the start of the season, I said this will be a swan song and it might not. He'll fight. But what are we? Three races in?
Four
races in. I mean, it can't get any worse than what it just has been. Out in Q2, DNF. How much worse can it get?
He's still got fight in him, but his heart is just... He loves to race, he does. That's why he's going to Ferrari. But it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that when you're driving for a team and you ain't going to be there next year, that team aren't going to put all of their focus on you, or even half of the focus on you, more than
what might be in the best interest of both teams.
Yeah, so he's probably just... He's there physically, and that's about it.
He'll want to end with Mercedes on a high, but equally he's fighting with one hand tied behind his back. And like you say, all the meetings about the new regulations and the new car, it'll all be to what George wants. And George and Lewis are very different drivers and want a different thing from the car. So any updates that are brought this season are going to be tailored more towards George. But, you know, Lewis is a class driver at the end of the day, and I'd like him to get a couple of wins this year regardless, but I think Red Bull's too strong anyway.
Yeah, I do believe that.
Yeah.
And don't get it twisted from this weekend. Do not. And don't faint with, Ferrari close. They're not even out of fifth gear yet. They're not even out of fourth gear yet, sorry.
That's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, we're looking at that one race and think this is going to be the game change. I mean, I'd like to think it's going to be a game change. I don't think it will be. We'd need to see a couple more races and see is there more issues at Red Bull than we know, but...
In quali, one lap, yes. They are close. The race... Miles away.
Yep, I totally agree. So this weekend, Suzuka, it's been brought forward by quite a bit. Obviously, it got cancelled, was it, last year? I think because of the rain, wasn't it? And it's been borderline cancelled for the last two or three years, so they decided to bring it to April. Bit better weather. 6 a.m. start for us in the UK, race on Sunday. 53-lap race. 18 corners, 3.6 mile circuit, quite an old school circuit, Japan.
Beautiful, beautiful circuit.
Would you call it prestigious track?
I thought this before the podcast. I'm not sure. I would say, yeah.
Got to say it, Tony. Say the word, Tony.
I'd say it's prestigious. I think it's. You name me a more prestigious circuit in the Southern Hemisphere.
Melbourne Park?
Are you joking?
No, I think that. I mean, Australia, and thank God they're doing it next year, is going back to the first race of the season. For me, it's always been a prestigious track because that's started the season. That was, right, first race of the season, Australia, 4 a.m, get up, watch it. And obviously it hasn't been the first race for a few years. And that's what give it its prestigious title, more so than the layout of the track. I think you can be prestigious in different ways. Japan is more a old school, historic, prestigious track. It's a go-kart. It's more like a go-kart track. You've got corners like 130R and Spoon and others.
Quick.
Yeah.
And the road goes over each other as well. That's
it's a figure cool. of eight. It's a figure of eight layout. Yes, that's right. That's very well done. I'm trying to think of any others in the Southern Hemisphere that are prestigious, and I can't think of any.
I've got you.
Shanghai, China, no, not really. Bahrain, no. Qatar, no. Abu Dhabi, no.
There's South America.
I mean, Brazil. There's Brazil, Interlagos, yeah.
Probably close, but
No, I think you're right there. So have we got predictions?
I got mine.
Yes, I have got predictions from
so Beth. Host goes first.
Indeed.
Unfortunately, Tony made a comment about 5 minutes ago and said, let's all not jump on the Ferrari bandwagon. The close, but not that close. I'm going to go...
Balls deep here. You've not just jumped on the bandwagon, but you're already putting them in for the predictions.
Yeah. I have gone Max to win. Sure.
Oh, I thought you were like a Ferrari 1-2 again.
No, I have gone Ferrari 2nd and 3rd.
Okay.
I've gone Leclerc second and Sainz third.
So I'd already written mine down.
Right, yeah, so let's go to James next then.
Oh, actually, yeah.
Got a funny feeling.
No, it is right. I did over a week. Drunk James made these predictions.
Oh, yes, you did.
Yeah.
Max, Sainz,
Leclerc.
Did you?
Yeah.
Maybe that's where I got that from. Max Sainz Leclerc. I'm really sorry. I totally forgot, but I have copied you.
No, you haven't, because you weren't
Max.
Oh, no, I've gone the other way, yeah. Sorry, I've got the other way.
Best on the same as Max. Max, Charles, Carlos.
The FIA has gone the same as me.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and I'm gonna go Max, Perez, Sainz, which I think is what Beth actually originally put and then said no and deleted it and then picked Max Charles Carlos. So.
Okay.
I might be really, really playing with fire there, but I don't give a fuck.
That's the word I kept. Fuck the But the F by.
I didn't say that.
But anyway, I nearly said it. But the FI. Charlie, what's Charlie's prediction?
Charlie has gone Sainz for the win.
Sainz for the win. Who second? Sorry.
Sorry.
Who? I didn't hear that. Leclerc.
And Norris third.
So Sainz, Leclerc, Norris.
Yarp.
You know what? I do dream that there's a double DNF for Max Verstappen, but no, it's a dream. It's merely a dream.
Apparently, it was a mechanics error. They always take the brakes apart after quali, replace the pads and the discs, ready for the race. There was something, either a spring or he just didn't set them right or tighten them right. Because Max, it was a very big thing. I don't know if you saw it, James, that when Max got out of the car, he went straight to the back of the garage and apparently he was effing and jeffing and was very angry and saying it was fucking ridiculous. I didn't see that. Oh, it doesn't sound like Max Verstappen. But if it was an error, it was an error. I don't know. I can't see them making it again. Let's put it that way. But
yeah, because that mechanic's been suspended pending investigation, yeah. And he's not allowed to talk to anyone apart from his dad and his brother.
Well, apparently, Christian Horner sent him dirty text messages.
Yeah.
So, anything else before I get a suspension or penalty points on my license or anything?
Not that I can think of. I'm interested to see what the race is like. I hope the weather's good. But we'll see. We shall see.
I can't see Mac doing any good. I mean, Australia is a track that they said, oh, we knew our car doesn't suit the characteristics of the circuit. I'm trying to think Japan.
And things that I've read, they're not going to do well. They're not going to do well at this track.
No, because it's medium it's corner fast, speed. Corners, fast. Yeah. Medium to fast speed, and they're not very well. They're not very good in that, are they?
No. So, if they finish in the top 10, that'll be a win for them.
Do you think that bad?
That's what it's like.
Do you think that bad?
Yeah, that's what it is now. That's what it is at Mercedes now. That's what it's come down to.
I don't know. This year.
What about McLaren? Because they're always up there. But, I mean, like you say, there was the team orders at Australia. They were pretty off the pace.
Again, crap start for them. Well, not a crap start, actually, that's a bit harsh. The slow start, they're not up there as where they were last season at the end. It'll be interesting to see how well they do. I think
they've
Ferrari.
They're already a lot better than last season.
True.
They started the season. Yeah, they were well off last season. They're a lot closer this season. Aston Martin seem to be nowhere. They're a bit kind of middle ground.
There or thereabouts, are they again? Top 10 team.
Alpine shit. Steak Salba shit. Williams shit.
Haas
shit. Toro Rosso shit. Sorry, RB Cash App, whatever they're called. Shit. Regardless, whatever the name is. Yeah.
Shit. Pretty much everyone's shit except Red Bull, right?
Yep. Including potentially our version of the FIA.
Wow.
Yeah,
really.
You almost
if
went
the FIA get hold of that. Wow.
Ah, well. I mean, they can dock me points from last week, but I give myself a penalty because I didn't get any points. So.
Dear me.
Anything else?
No, I think we're good.
I think we've put a little bow on it. It's been a different episode this week. We've talked very little about the race because we're a couple of weeks behind, but it's been good. It's been different. Let's hope next week we have a good race to talk about. I'm just pleading it's good.
Praying.
But,
will Sainz continue the form? Will Leclerc make a step into the top three?
I mean, no one's talking about Leclerc. We've kind of skated around it. He's not really done a lot, has he? Sainz had an operation and come back and beat him. Again, in the same car, we talk about Perez and Max. Is Leclerc kind of a bit of a disappointment so far?
Yeah, I would say. I would definitely say so. 100% say so. 100%. He needs to nail quali, get ahead of Sainz, and go from there. Mm-hmm. But hey, we haven't seen some crashes on first corner, have we, lately?
No, they've all been behaving. That all could change. I mean, Logan Sargeant missed the last race. That's probably why they want a massive pile up.
Weekend.
Yeah. But on that note, ciao. Arrivederci.
Arrivederci, Gabella.
I will Google some more Italian words for next week. But as always, thanks for joining me, Tony and James, as always. Thanks to Andy and CookieCast. I know Andy's got quite a few podcasts to do tonight. So like, share, subscribe us, listen to the other podcasts on the channel. I mean, hopefully these guys will tell people about this podcast going forward, but we can't.
Think about it.
He missed a vital opportunity to get us out in Turkey, but never mind.
Oh well.
It was what, sorry?
Kind of trying to water Raki at times. I'm not then going to sit there and try and tell them about listening to a podcast.
Gosh, but this is why we need business cards. We keep saying it. We need business. Just leave them. Just leave them randomly about. We will get there. Andy, we'll have 10 listeners by the end of the year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get it done.
That's the aim. We've made it. Yep. Anyway, thanks, guys. See you next week.
See you soon, boys.
Goodbye.
Boom. Just like that. They were done. They were out of there. Shooting off down the straight. Straight to the apex. See what I did there? Big thank you to the guys for bringing you the Formula One knowledge. Big thank you to you for listening and or watching. Before you go, please do consider like, share, subscribe and comment. Leave reviews where you can leave reviews. And check out the website, thecookiecast.com. There you'll find social media links and an email button for you to get in touch with these guys. And say, hey, love the podcast. That is it from me. That is it from these guys for another week. Join us next time with more Formula One goodness. But until then, I'm going to say bye, and I'll see you then.
Thanks for listening. If you liked this episode of CookieCast, please like, share, and subscribe.